This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Investigators are looking into arson as a cause of the quarry fire in Jefferson County. CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
This morning, an investigator for the sheriff's office said they identified where the fire began and that it's likely human-caused. So they're now looking at possible arson. Colorado's new team of state wildfire investigators brought in a specially trained dog that can sniff out if an accelerant was used to start the fire. Authorities emphasize that no specific cause has been confirmed yet. Nearly 600 homes and 5 subdivisions remain evacuated. The fire has burned about a square mile. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Crime is down in Denver, even though there are fewer police officers on the force than a year ago. Denver Mayor Mike Johnston says it's partly because the city's been helping people experiencing homelessness get off the street, which in turn allows officers to be deployed differently.
We've been able to reprioritize a lot of their time away from what used to be a ton of time spent down encampments. In some of the police districts, 60% of the calls they got were to encampments. That's 60% of their police time that's now freed back up, which helps a lot.
Johnston says officers are focused on being more present in areas at risk for, quote, heightened levels of crime and developing relationships with people and businesses in the community to rebuild trust. In Denver and across the Front Range this afternoon, there's a slight chance for a few afternoon thunderstorms with highs in the upper 90s. For Colorado Springs, there's a 50% chance for storms and a high around 91. And in Grand Junction, highs will top out around 103 degrees with sunny skies and light winds. This is CPR News in KRCC.